Yes, you are listening to the Game Manx Podcast. This is the official game podcast of BrooklynKing.com, and today is June 16th, 2013. This is podcast 207, and I'm your host, Brooklyn, coming to you live from ATL, USA, and we have Scatinho, aka Scat, coming to you live from Manchester, UK.
What up, what up, what up?
Yes, and we are back. It's been a little hiatus. A lot has gone down, and we are here to talk about it. You know, we've had E3, we've had all these press conferences, and whatever you want to call it. I don't even know if they're press conferences anymore. And we have The Last of Us, and we want to talk about all this stuff and get down to business. So let's just jump right into it. The Last of Us. I saw your post. You just beat it. So it's good that we talk about it because it's fresh in your mind. I just beat it yesterday. I went ahead and rented it from Redbox, which is this rental service where, you know, like if you're at the grocery store or some drugstore is here in the States, like, it's basically just a little kiosk that looks like a big-ass ATM.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a screen on it, and you can browse through what's in it, and it has, like, Blu-rays and DVDs, but they've added games. So I was just on random curiosity, like, I wonder if they're gonna have new games on there, and I went to their website. Because via the website, you can actually reserve copies and then go to one of those locations and pick it up. So I saw that they had The Last of Us coming soon about a week before it came out. And I was like, holy shit, they're going to have The Last of Us? And the release date was the exact same release date as the street date of the game. So I was like, fuck that. Like, I'm going to rent it from there because they only charge $2.16. Like, it comes down to $2 per day. So it's like, from the day you pick it up, you have till 9 o'clock the next night to return it. That's $2. And then every additional day is $2. So I went Friday morning. The game released on Friday, right?
Yeah.
So Friday morning at like 9 a.m., I went there and got that shit. And had till 9 the next day. So I had a whole shit, more than 24 hours with it for $2. Can't beat that. That's probably the best game rental I've ever had in my life. Like, the game just came out. I'm sure I was the first person to get it. And it was $2, and I got to beat the game. So that was kind of the reason for me kind of running through it so quick, you know? Was just sheer, hey, let me beat it, and hey, because I don't want to spend a lot of money on this. I mean, I had prepared to spend $6 on it on the rental if I had to, like, go through the weekend, but once I started playing it, I was like, oh, I could totally, like, this is a fun game to play, so let me just run through it. And I did, and I saw that you had it before me, but I mean, I guess you were playing it at a regular pace, which is probably more ideal. And so now that we both beat it, like, what's your takeaway? Like, how are you feeling?
It's still like sort of sinking in
right
at the moment, you know, with the whole story thing that I won't spoil, but I don't know, man. I just think Naughty Dog have created yet another fantastic game, and I think it cemented their position for me personally as my favorite developers of this generation. You know what I mean? I just thought the game was that good. Not a perfect game, no. But I think it's head and shoulders above a lot of the games that are out at the moment in terms of an overall package.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I think, I don't know, like, games like The Last of Us makes me think about, you know, what do I consider a game and what do I consider an interactive story? You know, like, a game like The Walking Dead is really on the line. It's so close to the line, it might even be over the line, right? It might even be more interactive story than it is game. And I feel like on the spectrum of, if all the way on the right you have, on a meter, you have interactive story, and all the way on the left you have game, I feel like Last of Us is definitely like a little bit right of center, you know what I mean? I think it's definitely more interactive story than game because of the mechanics, and it's fun. It was fun to play, but not necessarily because of the game. To me, like, I found that all of the things that I liked about it weren't mechanic-y, you know what I mean? They were all setting based and dialogue based and story driven more so than it was. I like doing this. I like the way this enemy's arm gets slashed off when I catch him in this direction, or I like when I'm, you know, speed boosting through this thing as Sonic. You know, like, it was definitely more so on the, all of the things that at the end of the day I'll remember it for are not game related per se. For the most part, there are some parts like where it switches up on you and you're like, oh shit, I can't believe I'm, you know, doing this, and it's awesome. And that was, I could say, definitely game related. So it's like, it's a great, I liked it a lot. Like, I had fun. I beat it. I didn't say fuck this, I'm not gonna play it. You know what I mean? Like, I think to be able to play through it in such a short time for me is a testament to how engrossing it is. You know, like, it wasn't a chore to do it, and I didn't feel like oh man, I just want to get my $2 worth. You know what I mean? It was kind of like, it was easy. It was easy to run through it because it was genuinely interesting, and I wanted to know what was going to happen, and I wanted to see these characters through to the end. Like, I really wanted to see it through to the end. But I don't know.
I beat the game in just over 13 hours, so it is quite a lengthy campaign as well, which I think is good. You know, it's not like a sort of a quick thrill sort of thing, you know, you can blast through it. I think in quite a lengthy campaign, which is, you know, we don't often see these days. And I don't know, it's just one of them games that I'm sat here now and I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about the story, just like I did with BioShock Infinite. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I think this game tops BioShock Infinite.
I don't know. I wouldn't say that, honestly. I don't know if I could say that. I feel like BioShock Infinite is definitely more of a game than, I felt like it was, I was playing it more. I don't know. Even in terms of the story, I felt like the BioShock Infinite story was more of a mindfuck than Last of Us. Like, I really felt way more like, holy shit, what the fuck just happened there at the end of BioShock Infinite than I did at The Last of Us. But, you know, the tone of the games are very different.
But then again, the Last of Us isn't meant to be a mindfuck kind of story.
I mean, I'm not saying, oh, well, this is not as much of a mindfuck. I'm saying, not even taking that particular phrase into consideration, I'm saying, when you walk away, when you put the controller down, which one is like punches you in the face harder? You know what I mean? Like, which one leaves that bigger impact? I don't know if I could say The Last of Us left more of an impact. I feel like it was just different. Like, but I don't know if I would go ahead and say it was a better game. Cause I don't know. They both have games with, I feel like, mechanics that it's not like, none of those two games have the best of mechanics, you know what I mean, in terms of the game itself, right? Like, BioShock Infinite has the combat from BioShock, that where you have your powers, you know, your the magic kind of thing on one hand, and then you have the guns on the other hand, and you know, the gun stuff is it works, and it, but it's not the best gun stuff, right? It's not like, it's not, you know, pushing the needle on how that works or in games. And with the magic stuff, that's also good too. You know what I mean? Like, so that kind of, the story is, it's a, I think you're good on that. It's a really good comparison because they're both basically story games.
Mm.
But taking story for story, I don't know if The Last of Us is, I would say, a better ride. They just, I would say to me, I felt like the BioShock Infinite was more imaginative. You know what I mean? And less derivative of the two. I feel like, you know, I personally discount The Last of Us because it's just an amalgamation of a lot of other stories and things that are just so oversaturated right now. And I feel like that may be the reason why I'm kind of like, yeah, it was cool. You know, it was really good, but it's not like as memorable because I feel like between, you know, all the zombie games and The Walking Dead and, you know, movies like Children of Men, and then, you know, you have the World War Z that's coming out like next week, and all of the movies that all, it's all on the same post-apocalyptic theme. I feel like that is just, you know, it's not, it's safe. You know what I'm saying? It's much more safe than BioShock Infinite. I feel like it's way more imaginative. So to me, I don't know. You know, to me, that kind of lessens the impact because it's kind of like, okay, as I'm playing the game, I'm seeing all of these little references to these other tales that I've already experienced in different shows and movies, you know? Like the parts in The Last of Us where you're in the quarantine zones reminds me of Children of Men. You know what I mean? That movie? Have you seen that movie with Clive Owen?
Yeah.
So, you know, and then the stuff, from the same of the movie with Will Smith,
I Am Legend.
You know what I mean? It's all of those little tidbits that I feel like this game just kind of like, you know, takes and, you know, it does it differently, but it's still not as just totally unique as what BioShock Infinite, I think, is doing. I don't know. That's just my opinion, but The Last of Us, I liked it. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like it was a good way to make a third-person action game that is not, you know, I felt like that was their goal. Maybe to make a third-person action game where it's about the characters. And maybe, you know, it's not really even about the zombies, really? Because at the end of the day, is it really about the zombies? Not really, right?
Not really.
It's really not even about the zombies. It's more about the decisions and survival, right? Because the zombies could have been werewolves or vampires or, you know what I mean? So it almost feels like they just said, let's do zombies because it's a safe sell marketing-wise, right? Like, it's probably, they probably looked at the data, like, I mean, even the shitty zombie games sell, right? Like, you know, name a zombie game that doesn't sell. They all sell. So I feel like it's safe. I feel like the game is real safe in that, or whatever. But so I would be curious to see what they do next. That's not Uncharted and not this. You know, I feel like this was a safe way for them to say, oh boy,
there goes Metal Gear.
It's my phone. I feel like that would be, you know, it's a safe way. I feel like this is definitely a safe game for Naughty Dog to do. That's not Uncharted, right? So I'm curious to see what they do next that's not a zombie game, or if they do this with some other people, or I don't know how they could do this with other people in a market that just has a lot of zombie things in it. I'm surprised they even did this. You know what I mean? Like, but I guess it's just because people just eat that shit up. Like, it's like vampire movies, right? Like, people will go see them, and there's lots of them, and, you know, whatever. But, yeah, I don't know. I thought you know, and maybe I should, you know, I don't know. I think I kind of, in my head, knocked them down for stealing stuff. And this is the reason why I didn't write the review right after I beat the game, because, like, I beat it yesterday around 2-3 o'clock or something like that. And I was like, yo, I did exactly what you just said. Like, let me just, like, marinate on this. So I kind of, like chilled, slept on it, woke up in the morning and kind of, like, you know, knew what I wanted to say and how I felt. And it's one of those games, Last of Us is one of those games where you kind of think a lot about what just happened. Like, damn, what would you have done? You know what I mean? Like, what is right and wrong and all the nuances of that stuff. We can't even really talk about it because we don't want to spoil it, but so what would you say were the I can't even ask you that because you might spoil it. What were some themes in it, or what stuck out to you the most? Like, what out of the experience that you could say without spoiling, could you like say, oh, you know,
that's a tough one without spoiling it.
It is. It really is. Cause some of the best stuff that happens in the game are so great because it caught you off guard. Like those parts where I didn't think that I would do that in the game. Like the parts that reminded me of Red Dead were awesome. Let me just leave it at that. Like the dead stuff was just like, oh, I'm all in, you know what I mean? It was really cool of them to add that in there.
And I mean, I think for me, I think it was just the immersiveness of the world. I think, I think Naughty Dog nailed it with the immersiveness of the world, from, you know, going through all those abandoned homes, you know, you're practically looting the homes, you know, and you can see how these homes have been left and, like, these writings on the wall.
Right.
You know, and the way Joel and Ellie interact with each other, and those two characters that they come across, and how Ellie is interacting with that boy. You know, just watching those things play out, you know, it's like, it draws you into it, you know, and I felt for the characters. It's not often that you can feel for the characters.
Right. Because you witness them going through this stuff together. So every time speaking from a story perspective, every time they, you know, overcome something together, they grow a little closer. Just like in real life, right? Like, when you have friends and people that you, even maybe somebody you work with, and you guys, you know, overcome something or go through something together that was kind of crazy, you do get a little closer because you trust each other a little bit more, and, you know, you kind of gain that, I guess it is trust, right? And you see that happening throughout the hours you're playing the game in these moments. Some of it is mundane, but then some of it is just like, oh shit, you know what I mean? I just saved her life, she just saved my life, you know, type of things that over time sets the stage for, you know, it sets their relationship, I guess. It creates their relationship in a way, because when you first start the game, you don't even know each other, right? So I guess it is, in retrospect, important for them to make the characters go through all that stuff, even though it's not all fun. You know what I mean? Like, some of it is just not fun, particularly. It's kind of like, but it's still a journey, right? And I think a journey is not always fun. So there's some parts of it that's just like, hey, we're just walking. You know what I mean? Like, we just got to get to this part. We got to get over there. And every second can't be, oh shit, the ledge is falling. You know what I mean? Some of it has to be, la 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 la, you know?
Yeah.
So, but it's hard when you have a game where you want to entertain people every step of the way. You know, and I think that's been a huge challenge for, like, games like this. And, like, that's why it kept reminding me of Red Dead Redemption, because, like, that game is extremely long to me, but without those, in retrospect, without the sections where you're just riding, you know, riding your horse and just going wherever, it gives you the context of how much he's went through to kind of accomplish this thing he set out to do. You know what I mean? Like, if you got to point B in an hour, it doesn't really make you invested in that, yo, that was like a big ass, you really went through the, like, some shit, you know what I mean? So you so you kind of have to go through this lengthy, you know, journey in order to do that. And I think that's why Red Dead Redemption does that. And I think this game, to a certain extent, does it in its own kind of way, you know? But it doesn't always translate into immediate fun, you know what I mean? It doesn't. It just doesn't. And I think that's part of the problem with the game, from looking at it as a purely entertainment value game. So it's kind of like, depends, you really have to know what you're sitting down to do at the moment, you know what I mean? Like, if you have 10, 15 minutes to kill, this is not the game to play. You know?
No.
If you have 20 minutes to kill, this is not the game to play at all. Like, you really need to sit down with this game for an hour or two at a time for you to get into it. You know what I mean? Definitely. And then, you know, a game should almost be classified so that people kind of know that going in. Like, you know what I mean? If you want to play something really quick and fast, play Pac-Man. You know what I mean? Like... This is not that, or whatever.
Nah, it. I mean, it's definitely a slow burner.
Yeah.
A slow burner. So, but, you know, for the people who like that kind of thing, who want to get drawn into the story, I think, you know, it's great. But, like you say, if you want something that you can just jump into for 15 minutes, bit of fun, then probably not that kind of game. Unless... you've got additional time to actually, you know, invest in it.
Right.
You know, but I don't know. But what it, like I say, it's not a perfect game. I just think it does so many things right for me and for what I was looking for that it's hard for me to, you know, just point out the negatives for the sake of pointing out the negatives. You know, I mean, okay, I could have done without so many ladder pickups and moving a ladder from one place to another.
Oh, God. You know what?
Or a plank from one place to
another. The plank thing, the ladder thing, the pushing the dumpster, all those things was just like, fuck.
Yeah.
It's like the game got in the way of the story a lot in that. In The Last of Us, like, the game gets in the way a lot. And that really shouldn't be the case. And I feel like I never really felt like it's so hard not to compare these types of games to, like, Half-Life, you know? Like, because in that game, you never feel like the story gets in the way of the game. But yeah, those things, it's kind of like even almost outdated for the story. It's almost like the story is way more in novel and... not modern, but the story is almost more up to date. And the game mechanics can't keep up with what the storyteller is trying to tell, right? Like... they're trying to fit the game around the story, and they're not using new mechanics a lot, right? They're using old stuff, like, and it shows, you feel it sometimes, and you're like, it kind of feels like, oh God, now I gotta do this ladder puzzle, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's not particularly fun, or it doesn't match the story in terms of how interesting it is. It's a little bit more mundane than the actual story, which that to me, if that was on parry, it would be a perfect game. You know what I mean? That would make the perfect game for this thing. It would be like, okay, you know what I mean? The story is supported by mechanics that are as smooth, seamless as the story. The story is seamless as hell, but the mechanics are not. You know what I mean? A lot is reused, and some of the stuff they do is not necessarily innovative. Like, you know, tank controls for the shooting is a way to accomplish it, but it's not necessarily the most fun way to accomplish it, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, you have to I subtracted a point for that stuff, but it still doesn't make the game not great, you know what I mean? It just doesn't make it superb to me.
Okay, so The Last of Us or Uncharted 3?
Which did I enjoy more?
Yeah, or what do you think's the better game? overall.
Oh man.
Because I know you had your negative opinions about
Uncharted. Honestly, 3. I think Uncharted 3 doesn't even have to exist. Personally, I think that Uncharted 3, they didn't even have to make that game. Personally, it doesn't really do anything for me that I like. If that game didn't ever exist and this existed, it would be cool. Like, I don't even really like, if you want to, the story to me in Uncharted 3 was kind of like throwaway. And Uncharted 2 was just so much better. I feel like they did it, like the way Drake goes from one place to the next and how seamless it was, like you didn't even have to like load the game after the initial load, you know? Like if you were playing the game, literally you really literally went from place to place to place to place, and a lot of it was literally him, you know, going to this place, getting on a train. You fight on the train, the train crashes, you're now in the mountain. You go through the mountain. It was a journey, like, Uncharted 2 was a journey as well, and you felt it as you played it, but I didn't really feel like Uncharted 3 did that. Like, I feel like they picked these types of scenarios and they built a game around that, and it's mad disjointed, you know, because, like, you just cutscene, and then now you're in the Middle East, and then cutscene, and then now you're here, you know what I mean? And it's kind of like, It wasn't as smooth and seamless. And I feel like they did a lot worse in Uncharted 3 than 2. So it's kind of like, why even have 3, you know? Like, the shooting was better in 2. The melee didn't even need to be in 3 that they did, because it didn't work well. The levels were doper in 2. They did have better tech in 3, but like I said, who cares about great tech if the, like, it's not interesting to be there? So, I would rather play The Last of Us over than play Uncharted 3. Like, I've literally tried to play Uncharted 3 again, and every time I try, I just lose interest, and I just stop playing it. Which is kind of crazy, you know? Like, I'd rather just play Uncharted 2 over than play 3, which is crazy. Yeah, it's crazy. That game, I don't know. Ugh. I just don't, yeah.
I mean, I must admit, well, one of the biggest drawbacks about The Last of Us is the multiplayer.
Oh, what's up with
really
that?
Really not feeling that multiplayer whatsoever. It's like, I don't even know, it's sort of like a new twist on Team Deathmatch, because like, when you first boot up the multiplayer, you choose a faction. So you either choose to play as the Hunters, or you play as the Fireflies, like from the main game.
Mm-hmm.
So, and when you choose a faction, you have to play, it goes over a certain number of weeks. So, like, each game you play coincides with a different day of that week, you know? So, but it's just like a sort of a different twist on the Team Deathmatch, but it's a lot more sort of like slow paced than what you'd find in like the Uncharted multiplayer.
Mm-hmm.
So, because they're trying to keep the whole sort of like survival stealth thing going on, half the time in multiplayer you spent crouching around, and I don't find that fun, like, whatsoever. Plus, the weapons feel kind of gimped as well, you know, because like, when you're playing in the main game, like the reticule will get smaller and bigger depending on whether or not you're like run and gunning sort of thing, you know. And when you put, I feel when you put that into a multiplayer situation and you haven't got that accuracy, it kind of like takes away some of the fun of the game. And I don't find crouching around in a multiplayer game fun.
Right, like stealth, you know? Is boring enough as it is.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, stealth in a main game, that's okay, but right, stealth in a multiplayer game when you just want to have fun and a laugh, you know, when you're talking shit, you know, that doesn't make for fun.
So how did you, I can answer my question kind of, but not really. I can answer one part of it. I was going to ask you, so I won't ask that, but I'll tell you. This shit just got mad confusing. But I was gonna say, how did you feel about Metal Gear Online? But then I assumed that you were gonna say fuck that shit, because I think everybody hated the whole Konami ID bullshit.
Oh yeah, fuck that shit after the beta that we couldn't get into whatsoever. You remember that shit?
Oh, we tried to, like, get in a match together, you mean?
Yeah, but it was so confusing with the Konami IDs and
that shit was whack.
Shit.
But yeah. Okay, but you know it's been confirmed that for Metal Gear Solid 5, Phantom Pain, or whatever the hell they're calling it. It's Metal Gear Solid 5. They're going to bring back Metal Gear Online.
Ugh.
And I don't think he's going to do Konami ID anymore. That would be stupid. Yeah, I think they're scrapped that. I think he said that as well, but that was a big mistake. But so, what about stealth in that? Like, would you, if it was a Metal Gear game, would you be willing to do some stealthy shit? But that game had guns in Metal Gear Solid 4.
Because
I remember playing that, and people were shooting each other left and right. Like, it was like third person shooter.
Like I said, stealth in a multiplayer game, that ain't fun to me. You know, not proper stealth where you literally are sneaking about and, you know, you crouch down and you're sneaking. I think stealth in the Uncharted multiplayer where you're hanging from a ledge and, you know, someone walks by that ledge and you grip them and throw them off, that kind of stuff, that is fun to do, you know. But not when you're just crouching around and it slows down the whole pace of the match. That ain't fun to me.
Right.
You know, I think it takes away a lot from the moment to moment fun factor. You know? Because when you crouch down and you're being stealthy, that's, to me, that's on par as camping. And camping ain't fun. You know? So, I don't know. A Metal Gear Online game, well, Metal Gear 4's was ass. I don't know. About one in Metal Gear 5.
Suspect. So you're on a suspect.
It's suspect. The Last of Us multiplayer is wank. Really don't like it. And I'm disappointed because they try and put it out there and say, you know, it's like such a great multiplayer and it's just really, really not.
I don't even know why they do that. Like, why do they do that? Why do they make these whack multiplayers and then...
I mean, Uncharted 2 multiplayer was a lot of fun.
Dude,
and then
that
they
shit.
They fucked that shit up in 3 with all the boosters and all that bullshit.
All that bullshit and hats. Now they're selling fucking hats. They're trying to be like Steam and
but
Team Fortress.
They just seem to have got progressively worse.
You know what it is? Because they're just so me too with their multiplayer. And it's kind of like, dude, Uncharted 3 multiplayer was good because it wasn't like the other multiplayers out there. That was why it was great. It was two main reasons. One is because the Uncharted normal game mechanics are just fun, right? Like, just the way Drake shot and threw grenades, it was just fun. It works. It was snappy. The cover system was snappy. Everything about the way Drake moves was fun. And then, you know, that's it. So, of course, it's going to be fun if you have a bunch of them. And then the second part is just that it didn't have all that bullshit to take you away from just what was just having that fun. Like, there wasn't having to worry about now, you know, there's 20 million guns and, you know what I mean? Like, it was good because it was simple and elegant. Like, it wasn't too much shit to worry about. You didn't have to worry about boosters and perks and all the things that imbalanced the game. It was just kind of like when Halo was awesome before they added all of the extras on top of shit that, you know, made it geared towards people who are on it all day. Who knows what's, you know, because it's always going to be one or two things that's, like, overpowered that people know to exploit, you know, like, and shit like that. And it's kind of, like, just simple. Keep it simple, man. I'm going to go off on a rant about that. But I think we all know that. You know, I think everybody knows that, and that's why nobody plays those games. Like, they play them for a week, and then it's done. Like, look at Tomb Raider multiplayer. Same story. Like, nobody cares about
this. I think
shit.
I played like 3 matches in that shit and then put that away.
Played 2 and I was like, oh, right. This is not that awesome. And the people who were playing it already knew exactly where to stand. As soon as I spawned, I would get shot. Like, like, it was like, really? Come on, man. Your game is. If you're not going to do it, don't do it. Don't half ass a multiplayer. Just don't do it.
But I think, just going back to Uncharted, I think the last thing I'll say on it, I think
Uncharted or Last of Us?
Oh, not The Last of Us. I think Naughty Dog have created another great game, fantastic game, in my personal opinion. And I think, you know, as their sort of swan song for the PS3, I think, you know, it's hard to beat that, really. You know, I mean, I think they've gone out on the PS3 on a high, you know. You could say Uncharted 3 was a bit of a low after Uncharted 2, but I think, you know, the other half of the studio, when they made The Last of Us, I think they've gone out on a high. So hopefully what they bring to the PS4 will be
just
amazing.
I just, you know, just don't add too much shit on top of shit, man. Even the extra stuff they added on Uncharted, like, if it's not broke, don't fix it. Like, they would have done well. Okay, see, I'm going to talk about Uncharted again. Let's talk about something else. All right, let's move on. Let's take a quick break, and then we're going to come back, and then we're going to talk about E3 and the press conferences and all that stuff. So stick around. We'll be right back in 2 seconds.
You know, Nintendo just know how to make the greatest sort of tunes.
Dude, this is classic Nintendo. This game represents why I don't have a Wii U right here. You know why? Because one of the craziest things I remember about games was like when I first played this game at my neighbor's house, because I had loved Super Mario Brothers. And one day he had this shit. You know, you always have that one person in your neighborhood that, or your school, that gets all the games, right? And this dude had Super Mario Brothers 2, but this game was nothing like Super Mario Brothers. Like, this game where you could pick up the radishes and the potions, this game blew my mind, like, because he would just grab the potions and putting the potions over the little, faces or whatever they were, and then, you know, knowing which ones to put the potions on top of to get the door blew my mind. Like, it was so complicated. It was so complicated and different and unique, and being able to pick the different characters and their different characteristics, and it was so inventive and different. You know what I mean? I felt like that's something that Nintendo doesn't really do anymore. I mean, they do it, but I feel like they don't do it as frequently, you know? Like, you're not as shocked as much as you feel like. I feel like I used to be shocked by them, and they play it a lot safer. And maybe that's because the market is crazy, or, you know, all that whatever, but I think the last game that truly amazed me was Super Mario Galaxy from them, you know? And the new Super Mario Brothers, of course, none of the Mario Karts, really. None of the Zeldas. None of that stuff really is like, oh shit, you know what I mean? They came with some really crazy, you know, wouldn't have expected them to do that with their mainline franchise type stuff. So anyway, but we'll get into that in the Nintendo part. But let's start with Microsoft. Xbox One revealed.
Oh, God.
What did you think?
I just think Microsoft are just completely on some next level bullshit at this moment in time. I really do. And I find it hard to sit here and even support what they do. I really find it hard to sit here and support them. I mean, right, okay. Let's talk about their conference. They did what they said they were going to do. You know, they said at the conference it's going to be all about the games. And that's what they did. You know, they've shown off a lot of games, but you know, even the games that they were showing off weren't that memorable. I mean, you've got Forza, which looks good, but Forza always looks good. Mm-hmm. And it's just another racing sim, driving sim.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got Quantum Break by Remedy, which I must admit looks rather interesting, even though I would have preferred it to have been Alan Wake 2. You've got
Salt, Mortons.
Yeah, you've got Battlefield 4, which is a multi-platform game, which was running on PC.
Right, it was running on PC in the conference.
Yeah,
right.
And, you know,
lies.
So that's kind of like, you know, what's going on?
Lies.
And then, you know, what was actually funny is, In the Microsoft conference, when they were talking about, you know, all them indie titles, and they said something like, you know, we at Microsoft, we're the biggest supporters of indie developers. And then that guy who made Retro City Rampage, mm-hmm, tweeted saying, don't believe anything Microsoft say, because,
oh, really?
It's bullshit. Yeah, he said some shit like that, which just had me rolling.
Oh,
you know, so she's just, you know, they come out with a Kinect bullshit, Killer Instinct, which I must admit look rather fun, but it's a free to play game. You get the first character free and then you gotta pay for all the rest. It's like, I don't know, I think the price of it as well. The price of the system is ridiculous, honestly.
Yeah, you know, it's ridiculous because I think they thought that's where Sony was gonna be, and Sony kind of Sony faked them out, and then Sony gave them a pump fake. Because you know when Sony showed they didn't show anything before. That's right. No, but Sony did say they were gonna have a camera, didn't they? Not say they were gonna have a camera. So I think Microsoft thought it would be...
The camera is optional.
Right, but when they initially said it in February, they didn't let anyone know what was optional or not. So I think Microsoft said, oh, they're bundling their camera, we're good to go, and let's bundle Kinect and all that.
I think the way Sony played this one, I can't fault them for the way they played it, but...
They played it awesome.
I just say back to Microsoft. I just think they're completely just out of touch with what, you know, we as gamers want. I mean, this always online bullshit that they come out with, and you know the guy, what's his name, Don Matrick or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
The guy actually then come out after E3 and says, oh, well, we already have a console for people who can't get online. It's called the Xbox 360.
Yeah, yeah, he said just buy an Xbox 360.
What kind of bullshit is that?
Yeah, but listen to this. Here's a clip from somebody, Lewis Black, who was on The Daily Show, because, you know, Jon Stewart is actually on kind of some kind of vacation or something. And he was talking about...
Actually, no, I don't know that. Because I'm not in the States.
Oh, you don't? Okay.
So I don't know.
Well, he goes on about the Xbox 360, and, you know, dude is not...
...scandal has made us all a little skeptical of our technology. And with the next wave of space toys coming out, you might be wondering, are the trade-offs worth it? Well, if anyone knows anything about the latest in technology, it's moi. Let's take a look.
Google's first bid in that market is glass, which goes
this is kind of funny.
On your face.
Okay, glass. Hang out with the Flying Club.
Well, he talks about Google Glass first. Let me skip over to the Xbox part.
Wow. That is very well said, Lewis.
He's gonna start talking.
Who the f*** are you?
That's a fair point.
You gotta realize this is like not a tech show.
Come on, tech world. If you're gonna take us into the future, don't give us new ways to be on the go. The best part of new technology is that it lets us sit on our ass. That's why I was so excited about the new Xbox until I saw this.
So the Xbox that hasn't come out yet, but it's coming, has this motion sensor that detects not only your every move and what you say, it detects facial expressions. Germany's Federal Data Protection Commissioner called the Kinect a twisted nightmare.
When the Germans are calling your product a twisted nightmare, you might want to consider taking another pass at it. But fine. The Xbox is tracking my every move, as long as that's the only thing it does.
You're seeing yourself represented here in three dimensions. We can look for patches of your skin and look at micro fluctuations in the blood underneath your skin. And here you can see that we've zoomed in your face, and we can show if you're neutral or smiling.
Tell you what, Microsoft, instead of reading my face, why don't you just read my hand?
He has a middle finger
no
up.
No need to zoom in. I'm telling you to f*** off. Why in the world would I ever allow a machine that can monitor my every thought and movement into my home?
Researchers at Cornell University, Go Big Red, say they've created a robot that can tell when you want a beer and then pour said beer for you.
That robot is equipped with a Kinect device, which is the same thing that's on the Xbox 360.
Well, let me begin by apologizing to Microsoft about the middle finger thing, because there is no amount of private information I won't give you to be served a beer by a robot. But I know what you're thinking. Are beer butlers the best technology has to offer?
Some 30 years from now, we might be living the lives of James Cameron's avatars. That's the dream of Russian multimillionaire Dmitry Itzkov. The 2045 initiative is...
It goes into some other shit. But I think it's funny that like mainstream media is picking up on just how whack it is to have that camera always on you and all that stuff. Apparently pre-orders for PS3 are like almost 2-1 in a lot of places. So
I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
Honestly not surprised.
I'm kind of... The Titanfall was one of my favorite games though at E3, and I'm kind of sad that it's an Xbox One exclusive, although it will be on PC, so I guess I'll just get the PC version of it. So
yeah.
Fuck it.
Yeah, I mean, Titanfall looked dope, but then again, that ain't enough for me to want to go buy the system.
No, not at all, you know.
I mean, because honestly, that at this moment, that's exactly what I'm thinking of. Both of these consoles, the Xbox One and the PS4, they're going to be dropping, literally either the same month or about a month apart from each other.
Yes.
You know, and that's right near Christmas.
No, it's going to be before Christmas, because you know, by late November it has to be out. So
yeah, that's what I mean. It's just before Christmas.
Okay, if you consider a month, 2 months before Christmas,
it has to be at least 2 months before Christmas. Think about Christmas gifts and everything.
Right.
So
a good 2 months before Christmas, it has to be out by mid-November. Like, November 15th is the latest date it could possibly be on the shelf. So, you're looking at them releasing this stuff in October.
So, then, my argument at the moment is exactly what is the Xbox One offering me over a PS4 at this point? You know, or what are they offering differently at this point, which is going to make me want to drop nearly £1,000 on both of these consoles, you know?
Or just $500 for the one, right? I don't know, I mean...
I know, that, but yeah. That's what I'm saying, what, you know, is the Xbox One at this point going to be offering me at launch to drop that money?
To drop the $500?
To
or
drop
whatever.
The $500 on that, to drop the well, money on a PS4.
Well, they don't have to concern themselves with what you're going to do other than justifying their own cost, right? So, all they have to do is say, present a value that's worth what they're charging. So, really, they just have to say, you know, is this really enticing enough for you to spend $500 or whatever, how many pounds that is, 300 and something pounds? 350 pounds or something like that?
No, the Xbox One is £420.
420, so yeah, so...
And the PS4 is like 350, so...
You could buy a PS3 and two games. Damn near, yeah. Two games.
So that's what I'm... So, this is what I mean with Microsoft, the whole thing, man, it
depends on who you are, man. It depends on who you are. Like, honestly, if you are a big Forza fan and you love Titanfall, you're going to get that. You know what I mean? Like, there's some people who are going to, like, buy it. You know, honestly, it's just, that's how it is, man. It's unfortunate, and I really think they should get spanked for being so greedy and anti-consumer, because that's how I feel about it. But I think it's true, man. Some people are just not going to care, and they're just going to buy that shit because they're not going to be informed. I mean, Microsoft is not ever going to advertise that, you know, you can't resell games, but I think that eventually everyone's going to know, because word of mouth is a big thing, you know? Mm. I don't know. I just hope, you know, I think it's an opportunity for Sony, and so far they haven't been fucking it up. So, you know, I think when we made our predictions, we were kind of like, Sony could possibly blow it, but they really didn't. So,
I mean, and like, with the Sony conference, I like how they got everyone hyped up with the no DRM, can play used games. And then they just quietly slipped in the fact that we have to have PlayStation Plus to play online.
Yeah.
But then again, you know, I wasn't even mad because PlayStation Plus is such a great service.
Yeah, I would re-up that anyway. Like, would re-up it even if it wasn't required.
Yeah. And it's the fact that, it's one subscription across three platforms.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how can you even get better value for money than that? You know?
That is a very good point.
That's free games across three platforms.
So let's get back to Microsoft, though. So then they announced the Xbox, the new Xbox 360, and it just seems like they're really looking at Apple. Like, it seems like all the stuff they're doing is really, they don't even see, it's like they don't even see Sony as their main competitor. They see Apple as, because they're doing the whole, like, you know, it seems like their Xbox One is going after Apple TV, and they're going all digital like iTunes, and the whole, and available right now in stores, the new Xbox, redesigned Xbox 360, and it's kind of like, dude, that's some shit that Apple would say, but the only difference is that Apple would actually have it in the store. Like, no stores have that new Xbox. Like, dude, I challenge you to go to the store to see the new Xbox that he said that was in stores now. And it's not in stores.
I don't even think I've seen it advertised.
It's not even in Amazon.
It's available today.
It's not even on Amazon. So, and it's not even a drop in price for that shit. So, like, I don't know what they're doing, dude. I think they're on some old, if you don't fit in a specific demographic, we don't even really... It's enough of them, and we don't care about everybody else, you know? You know, the stuff that I've heard about only certain countries being able to use it, you know? So they have, you know, United States, I think Canada, England, and then Australia. There's only certain, I think there's 10 countries that will be able to use it out the gate. And then the rest of the world... like China, Japan, Korea, Brazil, all those other places, Saudi Arabia, Portugal, some European countries won't be able to even use the console until next year when they launch it in those territories. So think about this. Japanese developers can't even use Xbox One in their country for another year. They're really like, fuck Japan and Asia. Like, we don't even care. Like, they're not even catering to them at all. Like, you know, that's crazy. You know, so that means they're like, fuck Japanese games. You know, honestly, they had the developers of one of their launch games. I can't remember which one it was. But they won't even be able to play Xbox 360 in their country. And they're developing a game for it. And they didn't had no idea that would be the case. It's like a lot of people who are pissed. Like, so yeah, but that was just a train wreck. It continues to be a train wreck. And I don't know what they're... I don't know. It seems like they're pulling a PS3 right now, you know? But only worse. It seems worse, though. I mean, because PS3 was fucked up because it was expensive as hell, right? But at least it wasn't any consumer. It was just like, hey, this shit... It's expensive, but it had a lot of shit on it, you know? It did have a lot of shit.
Yeah.
For the price, it did have a big-ass hard drive. It did have all the memory card slots. It did have built-in Wi-Fi that the 360 didn't have. Like, it
and
did.
And a Blu-ray player.
And a Blu-ray player. So it was more expensive, but it did was because it was an expensive machine. Like, the 360 is more expensive, and it's not a better machine. I mean, the Xbox One is a... So I don't know what they're doing. So let's move on to Sony. So Sony pretty much came out and said, like you said, use games. Ha 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 ha. They dropped that YouTube video.
That was fucking hilarious.
Yeah, man. So one thing that I'm a little bit happier about after the conference, because they didn't show Vita at all, really. They announced The Walking Dead, well, whoop-de-whoop, a zombie game. Zombie? There must be some. I would love to see the data on the sales of zombie-related games, because... Right? Everything is a fucking zombie game. Like...
Zombies are just like the in thing, though, aren't they? It's, you know?
Is it? Like, Call of Duty is the in thing, huh?
Oh, no, dude. I guess like, so.
I guess people spend money on it.
Yeah, but it's like you were saying before, zombies are just everywhere.
Yeah, like...
Everyone's watching The Walking Dead on TV... You know, everyone's playing the games.
Oh, man. You know, it's crazy. The movies, all the movies coming out with zombies in it. It's just like, why are we so enamored by this shit? It's like, hope this is not some kind of foreshadowing. Because I really need to go out and buy a gun or something, because I need to be prepared for this apocalypse. Seriously. Yeah, that would be some bad irony. But the Vita, apparently, and I'm not mad, but I'm still a little miffed that they didn't show any new memory card sizes. They didn't drop the price. But those are not things so I've heard they would do at E3. So they wouldn't announce necessarily price drops at E3. So I'm hoping at Gamescom or TGS they show, you know, or somewhere in the media between now and fall, they show that stuff, you know, like...
Well, I just hope at TGS or whenever they announce some major games for it, you know? I'm super surprised they didn't announce any major games for the Vita at
E3. Yeah, no first-party stuff, but you know what?
Nothing.
You know... That was sad, but I think that they're saving that for E3 next year, honestly. Because, I was on Amazon, and I was looking at, okay, what am I buying between now and, you know, I was, like, doing some, like, planning. I was like, all right, what am I going to buy, right? And I was looking at all these games that's going to come out this holiday season for Vita. Yo, Vita has a lot of shit coming out for it. Like, I think we don't really think about it or whatever, but I know that between now and Christmas or this holiday season, Hanukkah, whatever, or you celebrate Kwanzaa, whatever, there's four major Vita titles that I'm gonna buy or have, you know, probably buy, yeah, because you know how that goes. Killzone Mercenary comes out September 10th, right? September 3rd, before that, Rayman Legends comes out on Vita. Arkham Origins Blackgate comes out in October. Yi's Memories of Celceta, or whatever, comes out in November. Like, that's four games, four major titles right there for Vita. That's pretty damn good. You know, not to mention, you know, all of some of the indie stuff that I want to buy, like Hotline Miami, you know, what was that indie list that I had? Shit. There's a couple of the indie ones that I want to get, you know, and I can't, I'm blacking out right now, but there's at least three indie games. So four major titles this holiday season is the damn good showing, you know? I mean, I can't even think of... I could think of four and probably only four major titles for major consoles I'm getting this holiday season. So it's not bad. You know, it's not a, it's a good, pretty good lineup, honestly. You know?
But even still, man, where the fuck's Infamous? Where's MotorStorm, you know?
MotorStorm is dead, dude.
Don't say shit like that.
I mean, isn't it though? I mean, they could have did MotorStorm instead of that fucking Drive Club bullshit. You know, I mean, let's keep it real, man. Like, Tearaway comes out if you're interested in that. You know, that's another major title. Tearaway, you know, Muramasa Rebirth is coming out this month. Vita has some shit coming.
But, you know, I don't think any of them titles are titles that are really getting or will get people excited about who don't already own a system.
Yeah, but you don't give a fuck about that. I mean, I don't know. Personally, I don't give a fuck about that. I think Batman is interesting. I think Killzone is interesting.
We do need to give a fuck about
that. Okay, so give me an example of a title that's going to make somebody who doesn't have a Vita want a Vita. If Killzone is not that title, if Yeez is not that title, which it is, and Batman is not, and Rayman is not, like,
what's a GTA game on there?
Oh, yeah, GTA, but, you know, GTA does what they want to do. I mean, that's not going to be on Nintendo DS, 3DS, or this. I mean, you know, I don't even know if I want that on this, because all you're going to see is the flaws in it. You know what I mean? Kind of, sort of. You're going to have to gimp that game a lot, because, honestly, I was thinking about GTA 5, and I'm like, yo, they're putting that out on the current systems. It's going to be, it's not going to be, you're going to play that and then play, like, some shit on next gen, so you kind of got to beat that game as soon as it comes out. You know what I'm saying?
Because
2 weeks after it comes out, you're going to be playing Killzone in 1080p and, you know, all that other shit, and you're going to be playing, I don't know what else is on your roster for that, but, you know, all that new gen stuff. You're going to be playing Knack. or I'll be playing Battlefield 3. I'll probably get the PS4 version just because, you know, console. I probably bought a PC anyway too, but I'm definitely going to get the PS4 version. But yeah, man, so I think that's a good lineup, man. I mean, what's going to get people? I mean, you know, Yeez is an awesome RPG game. Awesome. Killzone is definitely as close to Call of Duty they're going to get without Call of Duty. Rayman is definitely good for the kiddies, right? And it's just good for everybody, man. That's just like, that's as close to a Nintendo game that Vita's gonna get, you know? That's Nintendo-esque right there. Rayman Legends. And it's an awesome game.
I don't know. I don't know what Sony has that kind of mass market appeal. What do they have that's like that? That's their part of their problem, you know? They've never really been good at establishing those types of icons like Nintendo has. But then again, Nintendo hasn't been able to do that in years anyway themselves, right?
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, Nintendo hasn't done that in forever. It's partly because they're not being as they're not taking all the chances they used to take. They're just not. None of them are.
I don't know, man. We'll see about Vita and how that shit pans out.
I'm happy with Vita this holiday season, though, dude. I am like, between Yeez for RPG, Killzone Mercenary for FPS, Rayman Legend for platformer, Batman Arkham Origins for, you know, action adventure. Dude, I'm straight. And then little indie titles that are going to come out, like Terraria and Hotline Miami and stuff like that. I'm good. Like, that's way more than enough for me. I probably won't even have time to play all of them. And then
I'm looking forward to that Dragon's Crown, I must admit.
Oh, Dragon's Crown. I'm not into that. But I heard it, you know, it looks interesting. I could see, you know, definitely see that's definitely a quality, you know, title that's coming out. And then just being able to play the new Killzone game on my couch, you know, like, and play Battlefield on the couch. Come on, son. Being able to play Battlefield 4 on the Vita is going to be awesome.
That is dope.
It's going to be awesome.
That is dope.
Yeah. So, I'm happy with it. I think Mad Dragon was the one saying that, yo, it's going to be straight. And I was like, no! Rage! And I think he was definitely right, man. Like, they ended up having a lot to show at E3 anyway, despite not, you know, talking about it. They still should have talked about it, but...
So, we'll just mention The Last Guardian is officially on hiatus.
No, which, it's not.
No, it basically means that shit's not coming out.
No, it's not, dude, because... Shuhei Yoshida, whatever his name is, tweeted after Jack Trenton said that on Game Trailers and said that that's not true. He tweeted it. You can look it up. He tweeted and said, no, it's not on hiatus. It's just not being shown. But it's...
but
he said it's not... Why? He said it's not on hiatus.
I don't know. Someone's talking major bullshit. I mean,
I
it's
think
like...
they need to save their... I think they just... They're playing it safe, dude. I think that they were like, look, we don't even have to bring out our big guns. I don't even think they even tried to bring out their big guns. You know what I'm saying? Like, that Sony's conference to me was a little lackluster. Like, to me, they didn't try that hard at their press conference. Like, it was like a lot of shit you knew already, and then indies, and then here's a system, and then goodnight. Like, there were no big surprises in terms of games that were like, wow. I mean, Kingdom Hearts, okay, and Final Fantasy, okay, but no first-party bombs. They didn't, you know they're working on something.
I want to know why that Deep Down game wasn't shown.
That wasn't shown either, right?
Because I think out of all the games shown at that reveal, that was the one that interested me the most, and it was just, like, nowhere to be seen.
Mm-hmm.
Like, literally. So,
I think you're gonna see all that stuff at E3 next year. Or if they have to, if they need to get sales up, they'll start to tease that stuff in January. Like, if mm-hmm. their sales are not as what they think they're gonna be this holiday season, and when January rolls around, you're gonna start seeing that stuff getting teased. But I don't think they had to pull out all of their like Trump cards, because they knew that just the whole used game thing was going to be enough for them to win it. You know? They knew that shit. They went last. They went like a whole 6 hours after Microsoft. More than that. They went at like 9 at night. Microsoft went at like what? Noon?
Yeah. Some shit like that.
Yeah. They knew that shit. They got Destiny coming out eventually.
What'd you think? Yo, that Destiny looks good.
Yeah, it does. It looks good. It's like a better Halo game.
Yeah. Halo.
It looks like a cross between Borderlands and Halo.
I mean, there's a lot to look forward to, definitely, but I think a lot of the more, like, interesting games, I'm kind of like, well, when are these really going to come out? I think, like, The Division, that looked really,
really shit fun. Looks sick. I mean, honestly, I'm a little mad that Infamous Second Son is not coming out, because that is probably the... I'm probably more interested in playing that than I am in Killzone, and I know that sounds crazy, but... Because I think I had more fun playing Infamous 2 than I did have playing the last Killzone game. And that's not coming out till next spring. You know, like January, February. So that's missing the holiday. That's coming Q1 next 2014. So that ain't coming out. You know what I mean? That was one of the best looking games of the show. Need for Speed, what'd you think about that? That's coming out on both Xbox One and PS4.
I'm all over that.
Yeah, it looks good. That's a launch title.
FIFA. All over that game.
There's quite a bit of launch
titles. Man, fuck that FIFA shit. Why people talking shit saying, oh, we're showing off gameplay, and yet they didn't show off any gameplay? It's like, that ain't gameplay.
Man. I heard some podcasters talking about it was a big leap when he played it because... it was on Weekend Confirmed. They were talking about it, about like the animations, like it was way more smooth. So they said it was a big leap. So I don't know. I don't know, but you'll see the reviews when they come out. So
that shit better be a launch title for PS4.
It is.
Well, that's good. I mean, launch title wise, like Killzone, FIFA. I'm good. I'm good with just them.
I'm gonna get FPS out. Killzone, Battlefield 4, and
is Battlefield 4 being a launch title?
Yeah.
Like a day one launch title?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. Getting that.
I just hope they can get a Diablo 3 out as a launch title as well, because I know that's coming out. I think it's either the end of August or early September on PS3, but I'm already playing that on PC, and I want to hold off for the PS4 version. So, yeah. I mean, there's a lot to look forward to at launch. I just hope they've got enough shit for the launch window. You know what I mean? I hope they don't like crap out day one, and then there ain't shit else to play until, like, next May. Or some bullshit, you know?
That's what I'm saying. Like, Infamous is going to be that second part of that second wave. I don't know. So let's talk about Nintendo, because I feel like, you know, that reminded me of some of the stuff that I want from Nintendo, but I'm not going to play it probably until spring. So I guess once that wears off, I might end up getting a Wii U or something like that. But so they announced Super Mario 3D? Was it Super Mario World?
Yeah, Super Mario
3D World?
3D World, not some shit like that.
3D Land? No, it wasn't 3D Land. It was something World. Super Mario...
I mean, but you know that it's Mario. That game's gonna be dope.
Yeah, it is. Mario. And I've heard awesome things about Super Mario 3D Land. So you know that's gonna
be Super Mario 3D Land on the 3DS was amazing.
Well, it's the same.
I love the shit out of that.
It's
game.
The same team. It's basically the console version of that game. You know.
Yeah. So I'm hyped for that. I'm looking forward to Wind Waker HD as well. I think that game looks really nice.
I know, and I never beat that game, and I played some of it and lost interest. But I would love to play it. That, Bayonetta, of course. Jizzing in my pants.
I must admit, the game, that it did look crazy.
Looks ridiculous. Like, I'm so all over that. Like, the day that comes out. And the Sonic, the new Sonic game looks great. What is it, Sonic World or Sonic?
Sonic Lost Worlds.
Lost Worlds. That looks great. Like, all of the gameplay I've seen of that looks just like the Sonic game I've wanted them to make post Sonic Colors. So I'm all over that. Shit looks great. Like, that's enough for me to justify me buying one. But Bayonetta doesn't come out till like next year, so you know, I think after the holiday season I'll start to think about maybe getting that, because I'm gonna want to play, you know, Sonic and that. Like, that's a good enough batch of stuff. They also showed the new Donkey Kong game from Rare.
Yep.
Donkey Kong Tropical Smoothie, or what was it called? Tropical something.
And I can't remember the name of it.
Yeah.
And Smash Brothers.
Smash Brothers. How could we forget Smash Brothers? That's gonna be fun. I mean, the only reason why the other Smash Brothers game never picked off for me was because of the online sucked. Like, we tried to play, and we played some, but it was like people dropping and hard to see when people, like, the ecosystem of online just was never there. And I don't even know if it's ever gonna be there, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you may be able to play with randoms, but I can't see any of the people that I would love to play with being on that system enough for it to matter for us to, like... Like, the chances of me playing... Maybe when it just comes out, you know? Everybody will be online, but it's hard enough to see people get people in the kind of game you're playing when you on systems where everybody's always on it. Like, much less that.
The new Mario Kart looks good as well. I'm looking forward to that.
That looks cool. I think I've played enough Mario Kart for a lifetime. Personally. I don't know. I think I got racing gamed out recently. I played so much of that Sonic racing game that I just don't even want to play any racing games. I was playing it on PC, and then I was playing it on Vita, and then before that I was playing the Need for Speed Most Wanted game, which was that shit burnt really fast and just burnt out. Like, I loved it for like a week, and then I just don't give a shit about it.
Need for Speed Most Wanted?
Yeah.
I played that so much across both systems, though.
Yeah.
I love that game.
It was alright. It's kind of bland. It was missing something. I don't know what it was. Nintendo, what else did Nintendo say? Sorry, they said a lot of sorry in their press thing. In their Nintendo Direct, right? Please understand. Thank you for your patience. He said that shit like 5 times. He said it so many times I had to make a gif of it, because I was like, damn, like, you're doing a lot of apologizing for games not coming out. And I feel like Nintendo needs to step their shit up, man. Like, they're all about quality, I get it, but they need to find a way to put out more stuff more frequently. You know what I mean? Like, because honestly, like, if their shit's going to take so long, and the games market is really a market where they make the most money when you buy shit when it first comes out, like, it doesn't go together. Because I can just wait on Nintendo. I feel like I can just wait on Nintendo stuff. There's no urgency for me, because it's still going to be there. I don't have to worry about catching the people that's going to be online playing it. You know what I mean? And talking about it. Because I don't feel like there's a big community of buzz around anything Nintendo does. Like, it's not like I gotta be in the thread about Super Mario Land. You know what I mean? Because there is none. You see what I'm saying? Whereas a game like The Last of Us, you kind of want to play it when everybody's playing it so you can see what people are talking about, right? BioShock Infinite, you kind of want to play it when everybody's playing it so you could be in the conversations about it. But Nintendo games never have that kind of, like, zeitgeist to it. Like, you really don't care. Like, who cares? Like, you know? Not that they're bad games, but they're not that kind of experience. They're all just, like, maybe because they're all mostly arcadey. But there's none of that. I need to be there when everybody's playing it, which is kind of weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like they have a reverse problem. It's kind of funny that like, it's kind of like life, man. Like, everybody has something that, you know, we all have different gifts, right? Like, Nintendo has IP gift. It's like if you have, like, an RPG and you're choosing your loadout. It's like, Nintendo has the IPs. They have, like, the Marios and the Zeldas. And that meter is so strong. But then when it comes to, like, you know, the current, like online, they have none, right? They have none. No online buzz. They have no... in terms of, like, frequently the modern game types, they're not there. And then Sony, you could say, they don't have any brand, really, in terms of, like, IP. You know, like, not, like, on Nintendo's level.
Mm.
They have a lot of, like, you know, edgy modern stuff. But they haven't done a lot of family stuff. So all of these consoles have a lot of different things. And it's really interesting how, like, I'm sure Nintendo looks at Sony and they're like, fuck, how could we get, you know, and Microsoft, and how could we, damn, if we only had a Gears of War, you know what I'm saying? I'm sure that Iwata says that shit, like, what could be our, you know, and maybe he's like, Bayonetta, and that shit doesn't work, you know? And I'm sure Sony folks are like, damn, what, we need a mascot. Yeah, Sackboy is gonna be our Mario. And the shit doesn't take off, you know? And Nintendo is kind of like... I mean, and then Xbox, you know, I don't know what the fuck they're thinking. Right? Like, what the fuck? They don't even try to make mascots. What has tried to be an Xbox mascot? Nothing. Master Chief? Microsoft is like, fuck it, we're just going to go Dude Bro for our mascots. It's all fucking crazy. It's a funny game, man. Metagame of video games, journalism, and video game industry is hilarious. Yeah.
But, you know, we can't talk about any of these press conferences without mentioning Mirror's Edge. Finally.
Dude. I definitely had to change my drawers. Actually, that's hype. No, I was, like... I knew they were gonna do it, and I was just like, about fucking time, dude. Like, you know, I'm like, now they're gonna show it at E3 next year, obviously, because it's obviously, like, in its early stages.
Done when it's done.
Done when it's done. That means next Christmas. That means you're gonna see it next Christmas. You're gonna see it next E3, and then it's not gonna come out till the next fall. Like, it's gonna come out, like, 2015. Shit.
It's like, right, people, stop bitching and moaning. It's in development, but, you know, just don't expect to see it anytime soon.
Yeah.
Wow.
Ubisoft had a great show.
Yeah.
They definitely came, I think, they had that...
That Watch Dogs game is going to be a launch title as well.
Yeah,
that,
Watch Dogs.
That shit looks dope.
Or it's going to be whack. I feel like it's going to be dope, or it's going to be
either
whack.
Or
it's either going to be a 7, or it's going to be a 9.5. Like, I'm going to have to see some reviews, man. Show me the receipts. Like, I need to see receipts on that shit.
I mean, it looks really, really good, but...
It could go either way, man. It really could. It's going to be phenomenal.
Definitely not a sure thing.
It's going to be a new IP, or it's going to be a one-time, a one-hit wonder. Or not even a one-hit wonder. It's going to be a wonder. Wonder what it could have been.
Yeah. I mean, I'm quite suspect about a launch title game being looking that dope. You know.
Well, you've been working on it for a while, so it's possible. I don't know. It could go either way.
I think the concept of it is super interesting, but...
Yeah,
as long as, you know, the characters are interesting, the gameplay itself is interesting, you know, but that game is definitely on my radar.
Yeah. It is. I want to know...
yo,
I want to know what the fuck
show.
Sega is doing. What the fuck is Sega doing? Seriously, what is Sega doing? Sega, where you at, Sega?
Because no
all they showed was the Sonic game for Wii U. And I'm like, dude, it's like Sega wants to go out of business because it's like, okay, you drop the dopest looking Sega, the dopest looking Sonic game in a million in since Sonic Colors in years, 2 years or something. It's not a long time. I just killed my whole shit. But I'm saying, the one game, the biggest game that they had to show, they make it a Wii U exclusive. For this con, they drop it, basically I'm saying they drop it for the console that has the least amount, that's gonna have the least amount of shit out there. I don't get it. Like, what the fuck? Why don't they make it multi-console?
No,
I don't get it.
To be honest, I've not known what Sega's been all about for years. To be honest, a lot of the games that I associate with the Sega brand, I have no idea, like, where they're at now. If they're even owned by Sega,
like,
or
what games?
Games like Shinobi.
Oh, they own that shit.
Streets of Rage, games like that. And I'm like, why aren't we bringing these games back?
Yo, you know what? How about, why don't they just put those on digital for Vita and 3DS? How about, can I get Revenge of Shinobi on 3DS? I mean, in Vita? Like, can I? Can I get Old School Outrun on Vita? Can I get...
Well,
that's licensing. Afterburner? Can I get... I mean, shit. Can I get Sonic on Vita? Can I get some of the classics?
Well, actually, you can.
How?
Just not native Vita. Download the Sega Genesis collection.
It has Revenge of Shinobi on there?
Oh, yeah.
No,
I'm sure
doesn't.
It does.
No, it doesn't.
Go on the Vita, go into the PSP store, because that Genesis collection, well, not the most recent one, like the Sonic Ultimate Collection, whatever it was called in the States, but they definitely had a PSP version of the Genesis collection, and it had the Streets of Rages, Sonic, because I was going to download it a couple of weeks ago.
Let's see, it's not on there.
Because I remember having it for my PSP.
I'm on I see Shinobi 3 Return of the Ninja Master. What the fuck is that? That's some bullshit. That ain't Revenge of Shinobi. Is that another... Oh, it's a direct sequel of Revenge of Shinobi. Nope.
Just look under Sega Genesis Collection or some shit like that. In the PSP part.
Let me go into the store online.
Well, it's got Echo the Dolphin on there, Golden Axe.
Sony Entertainment Network store. That's bullshit. You know what I want. I don't want that shit. I want the same re-releases they put out on PSN, the one I was playing earlier today. That
with trophies and shit.
Yeah, come on, son. Come on, son. Okay. So, Genesis Collection. Huh? Is it? Let's see what's on here. They don't even give you a... Okay. Shadow Dancer. I want the damn Shadow Dancer. It does have Virtua Fighter 2. Anyway, I'll do this on my own time. How about that? So, what else do we want to talk about?
I'm not too sure. In regards to the press conferences, I think we went over all the major things.
Yeah, I think we can wrap it up. I think that was a good show, you know.
But Sony definitely won it, I think.
Oh, yeah.
It absolutely killed it. And it was so hilarious. So, Microsoft got some catching up to do.
Yeah, I got my pre-order in for my PS4. Xbox, make me make a compelling case, Xbox.
But you know, it's like, all Microsoft will do, like they've continued to do, I think they'll just start buying up all the exclusive time DLC. I think that'll be, they'll continue that trend into this new generation. You know? So, which is bullshit. But hey ho, but shit, oh, the Elder Scrolls Online as well for consoles. All over that shit. Fucking dope.
It doesn't have Revenge of Shinobi, it only has Shinobi 3.
Is that the one it is?
I don't think I've ever played Shinobi 3.
Yeah, I don't think it was as good as Revenge of Shinobi.
Return of the Ninja Master. Oh, I played that one. That's the one where you have the jet skis and shit like that. I might have to buy this shit. No! I'm a consumer. Anyway. So, alright, man. Great show. We are out, and check us when we're back next week, hopefully. And, you know, peace.
Peace.